Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
It's time to play Paired with an Idiot, and it's a little bit special today. Free beer, hot wings, Steve. Kelly is under the weather and out until Monday. Maitland is here. Tommy is here. Thank you, Tommy. So we're going to play Paired with an Idiot, but there's some skin in the game today. That time the pun was intended.
Ooh,
so over the break, yesterday, Kelly said she had to call someone out. And while I was enjoying some sports highlights and kind of paying attention, admittedly, not my best work on the radio show, I realized it was about me because I had accidentally, in the interest of sharing show links, had shared only the first photo in Kelly's June photo dump, and it happened to be a photo dump, the first one,
of her dumper.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So then about an hour later, my wife said, "Do you know you posted a photo of Kelly's butt?"
Yeah.
And I went, "Huh? No." And then I looked at it. Well, that's not great. Not great at all. So deleted it. But the internet is written in ink. Yeah. Kelly eventually found out about it when she got back and finally brought it up yesterday. I had been waiting. And then she had been waiting for me. I wanted to see if she saw it. Otherwise, I was going to spring it on her today. So anyway, Maitland, your idea was we should all recreate that.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some eye rolling and some groaning. And we settled on whoever has the low score from the show today on Paired with an Idiot. They'll recreate it this weekend. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be posted on Monday.
Okay.
So we have five lists and five people paired with an idiot. Let's welcome our first contestant. This is Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, how's it going?
It's good, Jeremy. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
So, right on. Jeremy, I think you know how to play, but I'm going to tell everyone just in case. Each of us has created a list of 10 things, 10 things that are describable, words, or maybe two-word stuff or whatever. Tommy's is probably like honey bunches of notes and popcorn shrimp boat and things like that, where it's all super specific, or a color that I thought of once that doesn't have a name. These kind of things, because right. That's how he's done it. Tommy, is your list a screw job today?
I tried my best to make it normal. Me and my friends worked together so that I didn't look like a fool.
You had to group
you and your friends?
You got a think tank
to write down 10 words?
I'm very confident in you.
Well, boy. I just wanted to, you know, make my not end up on the receiving end of a camera.
Okay. All right, well, I see what you're saying.
We'll find out.
So listeners get to pick which idiot they're paired with. That idiot describes a random list, not their own, to the listener. Whoever gets the most wins. Whoever gets the least definitely loses if it's a tie. If we all got three, everybody has to do it. Right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
All right. Yes. Jeremy, you're first. Who do you want to pick?
I'll go with Hot Wings.
Okay, Hot Wings.
All right, Jeremy. Let's do, I can see the bottom one, so let's do the second from the left. Yeah, that one. That's a good one.
Hand that over. It happens to be mine.
Okay.
Hot Wings, you'll be describing a list of things left over from the 4th of July. Jeremy, only you can pass 60 seconds, and we'll count everyone. I'll say yes or good when you get one so you know you can keep going. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeremy, we can do this. I feel very confident with you.
Do you have any questions?
I do not.
Hot Wings, do you have any questions?
I do not.
All right, 10 things left over from the July 4th on Paired with an Idiot, Skin in the Game, Butt Cheeks Thirst Trap Edition. On your mark, get set, begin.
Okay, this is a very big fruit. It is green and black. The inside is red with seeds.
Watermelon.
Correct. When you light yourself on fire, you suffer third degree what?
Burns.
Yes. These are a food. It's like a hamburger, but it's long and cylindrical. They have a contest.
Hot dog.
Yes. Yes. This is on the ground. It's fuzzy. You walk on it in your house.
Carpet?
Yes. This is something that you might tie up a gift with. You put a bow on top, but then also have...
ribbon.
Yes. You put this on yourself when you get a cut.
Band-aid.
Yes. This comes out of a chicken. A chicken lays what?
Eggs.
Yes, and if you whip that up with some mayonnaise, you make...
Egg salad.
Yes. Okay, these are a snack, and they are very light. They make your breath really stinky.
Oh, man. Nine. You were describing Funyuns.
Yeah, Funyuns.
You didn't get to sand and poison ivy. I have a lot of leftover sand and poison ivy.
Yes.
You got what, seven, though?
Jeremy and Hot seven. Wings, a Ooh. Fine score.
I'd feel good
seven.
About that.
Okay.
Remember, you don't have to
so
win.
Now, yeah,
okay. You don't have to win. You just can't lose.
You just need someone to get less than
I
seven.
I know.
Okay.
All right. Well done, Jeremy.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Jeremy, well done. Thank you, as Hot Wings just said. This is John in West Michigan. Hello, John.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
Doing really good. Sitting outside in the nice, sunny weather for once.
Nice. John? Which idiot do you want on your team? You can't choose Hot Wings, but you could choose me or Steve or Maitland or Tommy.
Steve seems like he didn't really want to take the picture, so I'm going to try not to disappoint him and pick him.
Okay.
Okay. Got your list out. Choose one of those.
All right, I got Maitland's list.
All right, Steve. You will be describing to John things at outdoor summer concerts.
Okay.
Oh.
All right, John, we got this, man.
Yeah.
Remember, if you're having trouble, just pass.
Yes. And only you can pass, John. Steve will have 60 seconds to describe the words to you. He can't use any kind of rhymes or anything like that. And yes, again, only you can pass. Are both of you ready?
Yes.
John?
Yes.
Go, John.
Perfect. Steve, your turn begins in 3, 2, 1.
Okay, this is... I don't know what that says.
I think I spelled it wrong.
I don't know what
pass.
That... Okay, next. This is ink on your skin. If you go to...
Tattoo.
Yes. Okay, this is what happens when you're at a hardcore concert and everybody's mashing into
Mosh
each
pit.
Other. Yes.
Yes.
This is... You honk this on your car.
Horn.
Yes.
Okay, a fist blank when you punch someone. Fist blank when two
pass.
People... Two, okay, this is... you roll up weed and you smoke a...
Joint.
Okay,
yes.
This is... it's like the... The things that you milk on a cow, on an animal.
Butters.
No, but you have them also on your chest, too. The
nipples.
Yes.
Okay, this is when you jump off stage and they catch you and pass you around.
Stage dive.
No, it's...
Crowd surf.
Yes.
Okay, when you yell, it's another word for yelling is...
Screaming.
Yes.
This is the opposite of white.
Black.
You might be the first person to have... What was the one?
I don't know what that...
The first one's
fishers?
Supposed to be fishnets.
Oh.
Fishnets.
Yeah, you spelled it wrong.
But
you're
I
the
think
first
I
person to ever
fishnets.
Say, grab that cow's nipples and milk it.
I know.
I was so distracted by that.
How many did we get?
But yeah.
I'm sorry. I spelled fishnets
I
wrong.
I think you got 8, right? Seven?
Seven. Seven, because you also passed
okay.
on
man.
Fight.
What if everyone gets 7?
Oh, boy.
So you two are both still... You kind of got screwed, Steve. Maitland took you about 6 seconds from you by writing fishnets without an N.
Yeah, I was
really
like,
sorry.
I don't know what
I'm
fishers...
Like, fishettes?
Fishers? I know that that's a
fishers.
Town in Indiana.
John, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Harlem, Chris, and Rebecca will have to hold. Hot Wings, Tommy, and me. No, not Hot Wings. Maitland, Tommy, and me will have to wait and hope.